Your Naam is the pain remover. This is the bhajan, Dukha Bhanjan Tera Naam Ji, on page 173. Meditate day and night, 8 watches. This is the knowledge of the perfect Satguru. The within in which Parbrahm dwells is the beautiful place. If you sing the qualities of God with your tongue, the stones of Yama will not come near you. With my understanding, I don't know how to serve you, nor do I know the ways of worship. The life of the world has your support, O my Agam Deep Satguru. When God becomes gracious, all the worries and problems go away. The hot wind does not affect, as Satguru himself protects. The Master is God, and the Gracious One is the Guru, and Master is the true Creator. When the Master is pleased, one gets all the things. Nanak sacrifices himself on such a one. Your Naam is the pain remover. Bhajan of Guru Arjan Dev on page 173.
Dukh Panjan Tera Naam Ji, Dukh Panjan Tera Naam, Dukh Panjan Tera Naam Ji, Dukh Panjan Tera Naam. 8 pehre aaradiye puran sat guru gyan, 8 pehre aaradiye puran sat guru gyan, puran sat guru gyan ji, dukh banjan tera naam ji, दुख बंजन तेरा नाम, जित गट वसे पार ब्रह्म, सोई सुहावा थाम, जित गट वसे पार ब्रह्म, सोई सुहावा थाम, सोई सुहावा थाम जी, दुख पंजन तेरा नाम जी, दुख पंजन तेरा नाम, जम कंकर नेड़ न आवई, रस नहर गुण गा, जम कंकर नेड़ न आवई, रस नहर गुण गा, रस नार गुण गाओ जी, दुख बंजन तेरा नाम जी, दुख बंजन तेरा नाम, सेवा सुरत ना जानिया, ना जाने आरा, सेवा सुरत ना जानिया, ना जाने आराद, ना जाने आराद जी, दुख बंजन तेरा नाम जी, दुख बंजन तेरा नाम, ओट तेरी जग जीवना, मेरे सतगुरु अगम अगार, ओट तेरी जग जीवना, मेरे सतगुरु अगम अगाध, सतगुरु अगम अगाध जी, दुख बंजन तेरा नाम जी, दुख बंजन तेरा नाम, पाए कृपाल गोसाइया, नाटे सोग संताप, भय कृपाल गोसाइया, नाटे सोग संताप, नाठे सोग संताप जी, दुख भंजन तेरा नाम जी, दुख भंजन तेरा नाम। ततिवाओ न लागई सतगुरु राखे आप, ततिवाओ न लागई सतगुरु राखे आप, सतगुरु राखे आप जी, दुख भंजन तेरा नाम जी, दुख भंजन तेरा नाम। गुरु नारायण दास गुरु, गुरु सच्चा सृजनहार, गुरु नारायण दास गुरु, गुरु सच्चा सृजनहार, सच्चा सृजनहार जी, दुख भंजन तेरा नाम जी, दुख भंजन तेरा नाम। गुरु तो उठे सब किच पाया, जन नानक सद बलिहार, गुरु तो उठे सब किच पाया, जन नानक सद बलिहार, नानक सद बलिहार जी, दुख भंजन तेरा नाम जी, दुख भंजन तेरा नाम, दुख भंजन तेरा नाम जी, दुख भंजन तेरा नाम।
Meditate day and night. This is the knowledge of the perfect Satguru. Your Naam is the pain remover. I want to begin today by reading a question and answer session from April 1st, 1987 at Village 16 PS in Rajasthan. It's a very sweet session, published in the August 1987 Santbani magazine. So the first question: if someone is working with you and you know that they are stealing from you, but you have no concrete proof, what is the best way to handle that? And Sanchi says, first of all, you should find out for sure whether he is really stealing or not. Because if you do not have a concrete proof against him, how can you do anything to him? You should first find out whether he is really a thief, or if it is your mind who is blaming him, or if somebody else is misguiding you in that. In history, you can find many stories in which a person who is called a thief, in fact, is not a thief. He is a devotee, a true and sincere person. But since other people call him a thief, he is punished and suffers without doing anything wrong. In the district Sialkot, which is now in Pakistan, there used to live King Salwan, whose queen had given birth to a son. He was not content with him because when he was born, the king asked his advisors and astrologers about that child. They told him that the child was not good for him. He was like a bad omen, and the king should not allow him to live in the palace, but should make such an arrangement that he would spend his childhood underground. So the king made all sorts of underground rooms for him, and left his son there in the care of babysitters and other people. The child was not given any of the privileges or honor of a prince. Now that king grew old, and in his old age again the wave of lust bothered him, and he wanted to marry again. He wanted the happiness of having children. Since his first wife was not appreciated by him, when the astrologers told him that the child which she had given birth to was not good, he had left her. He wanted to get married again. So in his old age, he married Luna, a young woman. Now that child, whose name was Puran, was being brought up underground, and since he was not exposed to the things of the world, he remained devoted to the Almighty Lord. sitting underground, he did the devotion of the Lord. He didn't want to come out from his exile because he was enjoying the meditation of the Almighty Lord, but after 12 years, the king wanted him to come out, and so he did. By that time, he was 16 years old, and because he had been well-nourished and well taken care of, he was a very handsome, very good, very strong young man. So when he came out, the king was very pleased with him because he had been longing for a child and he did not have any child from his new wife. So he told his son, "Go to your mothers, all my wives, and seek their blessing. Bow down to them and ask them for their best wishes." He went to all the queens of his father, and finally he came to Queen Luna, the youngest of them all, who did not have any child. She was fascinated by Prince Puran and wanted to satisfy her lust with him. But since he was a devoted person, he knew what was right and wrong, and he did not give in to her desire. He said, "How is it possible? You are my mother. How can I indulge with my mother? If I do indulge with you, I will not be entitled to sit on the throne of my father, and I will not be able to dispense the justice which my father does. If I try to, after indulging with you, both myself and the people who follow me will go to hell." (Parentheses, this is the tradition.) "So that's why I don't want to indulge with you and I can't satisfy you." When he said that, Queen Luna replied, "You're not my son. I have not given birth to you. You didn't come out from my womb. It doesn't matter because you're not my real son." He replied, "No, you have married my father, and all those who have married my father are my mothers, and I treat you only as my mother." So because he refused, she said, "If you don't satisfy me, then I will complain to your father and make him give you severe punishment." He replied, "Doesn't matter. I can't fall down from my religion. I should maintain my chastity." So because Puran did not satisfy her, in the evening Queen Luna complained to the king. She said, "You call your son Puran a very good and devoted person, but look what he has done to me. He has misbehaved with me. He has molested me." Without finding out what the truth was, the king got angry with Puran, and the next day in the court he gave judgment against him. He said that his hands and feet should be cut off and he should be thrown into a well. So according to his orders, it was done. He did not die, but his hands and feet were cut off. Goraknath, the great yogi, along with his disciples, was going somewhere and on his way past the well where Puran had been thrown. When the disciples lowered the pail to take some water from the well, the pail got stuck because of Puran, and they could not get any water. So they called down, "Who is in the well? Who has taken our pail?" Puran replied, "I am the man. I am here. Please take me out." Now they were afraid. The well was very deep, and they thought that maybe some evil spirit or ghost was there. So they called Goraknath, and he understood the whole story. He took Puran out from that well, and using his supernatural powers, he restored his hands and feet. After that, Puran lived with Goraknath, obeyed his instructions, and became a perfect yogi like him. He also acquired all the supernatural powers. After some time, Puran Bhagat came to Sialkot along with his master Goraknath. The king had been unhappy ever since he had thrown Puran into the well. He did not have any child from his wife Luna, and his first wife had long ago been thrown out because, according to the astrologers, she had not given birth to a good child. The longing to have a child was very intense in that king. The garden which she had made in the remembrance of Puran was not blooming either. Nobody had been taking care of it, and all the trees had dried up. When Goraknath and Puran came there, and Puran stepped into that garden, all the trees started blooming and the flowers came back to life, as if nature was helping him and was happy on his return. Now Puran's mother, Queen Ikra, who had been thrown out by the king, had wept so much in the remembrance of her son that she had lost her eyesight. So somebody told her, "Mother Ikra, why don't you go see the yogi who has come? On his arrival, Puran's garden has bloomed, and he is such a yogi that anyone who goes to him has all of his wishes and desires fulfilled. It's possible that you will regain your eyesight, but even if you don't, just listening to his words will give you some peace and comfort. Now, Queen Itzara was longing very much for her son. She did not know that he was alive. She thought he was dead, and she was weeping in her pain. But as soon as she heard the voice of Puran, she at once recognized her son. Milk started coming from her breasts, and she regained her sight. The love for her son was so much that God Almighty helped her. In the meantime, the king and Queen Luna had tried many different things, but they were not able to have a child, and he was dying for a child. So when they heard about the yogi that was fulfilling the desires of the people, they both came to have his darshan, thinking, maybe he will give us a blessing and we will have a child, because he wanted a successor for his kingdom. So when he came there, he asked the yogi Puran for a child. Puran said, Your Majesty, I can see that you once had a son, and you still have a son. He replied, I don't want to talk about that son. He was not my son, because he tried to indulge with his own mother. Puran said, No, that is not true. There is some misunderstanding. I know this. God Almighty will become pleased with you if you tell the truth about what happened. Now, selfishness, self-interest, is a very sweet thing. Once Emperor Akbar asked Birbal, what is the sweetest thing in the world? Birbal replied, selfishness. So because Queen Luna was selfish and wanted to have a child, she gave out the truth. She said, Your Majesty, up until now I have always lied. But now I will tell you the truth, because this yogi says that if I do, God Almighty may give us the blessing of a son. Puran did not try to indulge with me. It was my lust. I was trying to satisfy my lust with him. And since he didn't do what I told him to do, I lied and complained to you. And as a result, we lost him also. He didn't have any fault. If there was anyone at fault, it was me. Now, when Queen Luna said that, the king got upset and took a sword to cut off her head. But Puran the devotee said, No, king, you should not do this. When you gave the judgment against Puran, you didn't use your patience either. You didn't find out who was at fault and whether Puran was really guilty or not. Now also you are giving this judgment in anger. Don't do it. Have patience. Then Puran told him who he was, and in that way they all met. So the point of this story is, before we say that anyone is guilty, before we say that anyone is a thief or anything like that, we should first have proof as to whether he is really guilty or not. We should not listen to other people. We should not believe in anyone unless we see with our own eyes. Dear ones, almost all the difficulties and problems which we have in our homes are because we do not think about things. We don't use patience and understand them. We fight with each other, create conflicts and difficulties with each other, only because we do not understand their causes. We do not pay attention to them. We always make our decisions in anger. You can talk to the doctor, and he will also tell you, when you are in a wave of anger, your blood pressure rises up. How can you expect to make a right decision when you are in this condition? Conflicts between husband and wife are created only because we do not think. Conflicts between father and son happen only because we do not think. When our beloved one leaves this world, we weep. We mourn his death. Why do we do that? Because we don't think about it. If we would think, why are we weeping? Why are we mourning? If we would think that no one is going to live in this world forever, if we would think that we are also going to leave this world one day, we would never mourn anyone's death. All our conflicts and difficulties can be removed only if before doing anything we would think about it. Once after satsang, one dear one stood up and asked Master Sawan Singh, "Master, up until 3 days ago, I used to have your darshan every day, but now I'm not having it. Why is it so?" Master Sawan replied, "You must be having some worry on your mind." He said, "Yes, Master, I worry about my son who has left the body. That bothers me a lot." Master Sawan replied, "Why don't you accept the will of God Almighty? Why worry about your son? You should not worry about anything, because worrying is not less than a funeral pyre. Why don't you accept the will of God and go jolly in that?" And the next question is, could you talk about Dhyan and its relationship to Simran and Bhajan? And Master said, "Unless we give up bad thoughts, we cannot develop the habit of having good thoughts. When we pay attention to our day-to-day thinking, we will realize how bad thoughts are being created within us. When we give up those bad thoughts, and with our good thoughts sit at the eye center, which is between and behind the two eyebrows, then the forces which are pulling our soul down from the eye center become weak. And with the help of those good thoughts, we start repeating the five holy words sitting at the eye center. In that way, we develop good contemplation. Satsangis are good. They're very loving. They do make efforts at doing bhajan and simran. But since they don't pay so much attention to their thoughts, they don't progress as much as they should. When they think about and purify their thoughts, it becomes easier for them to go within. Unless we have good thoughts, we cannot go within. Satsangis do not pay attention to their eating or their outer environment. When they improve their outer life and their thoughts and go within with good thoughts, it becomes very much easier for them to contemplate and do their meditation. In order to get a good crop from any land, you have to work hard. First, you have to prepare that land, clean it up, put manure in it, etc. And only after you give a good amount of water to that land and take good care of the seed can you get a good crop. In the same way, if we want to yield a good crop of nam, we have to prepare the land of our heart. We have to purify ourselves. Only then can we get the juice of nam. Only then can we enjoy the plant of nam, which is planted within us. And the questioner says, "I thought it was the other way around, that we did simran and bhajan in order to purify our thoughts. Or is it the other way around, that our thoughts must be pure in order to do simran and bhajan?" And Sanchi says, "You see, if you want to clean a dirty cloth, you will have to put it in detergent. And then you will have to put the cloth with the detergent into a washing machine. And only then can you remove the dirt from the cloth. In the same way, if you want to purify yourself, just as you are prepared to do bhajan and simran, at the same time you should be prepared to purify your thoughts also. If you think that you want to eat the fruit first and then plant the tree, that is not possible. If you want to enjoy the fruit, first of all, you have to prepare the land, then sow the seed, and then nourish the plant. Only after that will you get to enjoy that fruit. In the same way, when we have the yearning and longing to do our bhajan and simran, at the same time we should also have the deep yearning and longing and determination to purify ourselves. We should have the determination to prepare our land also. If we are doing all this, we will enjoy our meditation. We will not have any complaints like, 'We do not enjoy our meditation,' or 'Our mind is not still in meditation,' or 'We feel sleepy in meditation.' If you have prepared yourself for the work of bhajan and simran, and you are doing meditation along with purifying yourself, you will not have any difficulty. Purpose of Hazur Maharaj Kripal's inventing the diary was that you should both do your meditation and purify and improve yourself. It's not that difficult. If we do meditation and if we pay attention to improving ourselves, it will come naturally. Along with our meditation, the good thoughts will come from within by themselves. Patiently, you should think how those confusing thoughts bother you. Even sitting here in satsang, when you should not be having such thoughts, still those confusing thoughts are bothering you. Usually, worldly people do not know from where their thoughts come and how they can be bothered by them. But you, the satsangis, know how the bad thoughts can bother you and take you away from the Master. Now you don't make any effort to bring those bad thoughts into you. In the same way, if you have made it a habit of creating only good thoughts, then you will not have to make any effort to bring them. They will come to you by themselves. Only the weak mind makes many excuses. Only the weak mind says, "How will this happen? How is that possible?" and things like that. So don't let your mind become so weak. You should always give him a taste of Simran. Always keep him employed in doing Simran and make the habit of creating good thoughts. And then they will come by themselves. And a question, can you tell us what the relationship is between the Master and the lords of the five different planes? And Sanchi says, Master loves them all, and the souls who go with the Master are not stopped by the lords of the five planes. They respect those souls. They welcome those souls, and the Master has a deep connection with those lords. And they all respect and appreciate the Master because he is the incarnation of Satpurush. Master is the power within whom the limitless Shabad, the non-stop recitation of the Shabad, is manifested in this physical world. In fact, he is the Shabad incarnate. Master comes into this world to free his gypsy child, the soul, who is trapped in mind and maya. He comes into this world only to free his child's soul from the trap of maya. And a question, it's been a long time since we heard you sing a bhajan. And Sanchi says, I'm sorry that I cannot sing. The last time I sang was in New York, and there also I could not sing very well. In fact, I used to sing only in front of my beloved master. I miss singing, but now my voice is such that I cannot sing a complete bhajan. Many people in your country, America, also appreciated my singing. Some dear ones told me that many people from India go to states for singing, and they have the concerts and things like that. But they sing in such a way that their voice gets stuck either in their throat or it seems as if they are singing through their nose. But they said that my voice was such that they could feel that it was coming straight from the heart. Now I like hearing you sing the bhajans. Master, will you tell us the story of how you stole a bus to go have your Master Kripal's blessings? We don't have enough time to tell you the whole story, but that was a very true story. And that Sanchi did tell when he was at Yellow Point in 77. He did tell this story. It was at the satsang at the campgrounds in the evening, the campgrounds a mile away from Yellow Point Lodge, where a lot of people were staying, especially people with kids. And somebody asked him roughly the same question, and he did tell the story in detail. I don't remember all the points of it, but it was Master's first visit to Ganganagar in 1967, when Sanchi was initiated, along with a lot of other people, of course. He and some friends of his, the Master was someplace else, and they really wanted to have his darshan, and there was a bus sitting there. And apparently the keys were in it, and the three of them, or whatever it was, jumped onto the bus and drove it to where the Master was. And Sanchi called it, we kidnapped that bus. And it was quite a story, and everyone appreciated it very much. Presumably he returned the bus afterwards, and as far as I know, nobody ever complained about it, but anyway. You know that if someone is yearning for the darshan of the Master, he cannot get satisfied unless he has it. And he who has this pain of separation, who has the yearning to have the darshan of the Master, cannot resist. and he will do everything, every possible thing to have his darshan. He was a very powerful master. His love was such that he used to trap the souls in his love. It was all his grace that he made me sit here in the underground room. If he had not done that with me, I would have done many things like stealing the bus and going to have his darshan. Because his love was such that I had the habit of seeing him, and I could not live without his darshan. Once when he told me to explain the theory to the people about initiation, I told him, Master, why don't you give them the open darshan? Why don't you show them what you really are? You can explain the theory to other people, but to these people you should show your real form. Master smiled and he said, don't make them tear my clothes. Do what I am telling you to do. His love was so powerful. He was great. And if he had not made me sit in the underground room, I might have done many other things like that. Dear ones, he was the power who controlled this soul. Right from my childhood, I always had this innocence. When I met my master, I did not have any wisdom. I didn't use any wisdom. I was like an innocent child 40 days old before him. And even now I have the same attitude. Even for the Sanghat, I am as innocent as a child 40 days old. Yesterday, Papu was showing me some pictures of the dear ones which Doris and Greg have brought from Texas. It was like an invitation for me to go to Texas. Before that, I didn't plan to go to Texas on my tour, but the pictures were such that I had to accept that invitation. And I told Papu, these people have got this innocent fakir, and if he doesn't do what they want him to do, then they show pictures like this, and in that way they trap him in their love. And of course, Sanchi used that image of being trapped in his love both ways. He used it both in connection with what the master does with the disciple and also with how the disciples can do it to the master. And he was a very powerful master. His love was such that he used to trap the souls in his love. That's one. And then these people have got this innocent fakir, and if he doesn't do what they want him to do, then they show pictures like this, and in that way they trap him in their love. So it goes both ways. And in fact, I think if we go deep enough within, we will see that it's exactly the same thing. And I want to conclude with reading the birthday message of Lord Kripal, February 1961. When Judith and I came back on the path after we had theoretically left it in 1961, and this was the most recent birthday message, I think it might have been the most recent message of any kind. Mr. Khanna sent us all the recent ones as soon as I got in touch with him. But this one, I can't tell you how many times I read it, over and over and over again. Published under the title World Brotherhood, The Crying Need, in the February 1988 Sant Bani magazine. So Master Kripal says, Dear ones, I cross this day into the 67th year of my earthly pilgrimage. I am moving on to the goal of my life, just a puppet in the hands of the Almighty, my Guru. My life has been woven in this one thought, that there is no east and no west. The whole creation is the house of our Father. The various countries are so many rooms therein. The airplanes having annihilated all distance, all the so-called east and west are brothers and are children of the same Father. We are members of one world brotherhood, of one cosmic community. The whole creation is sustained by God, who is not a distant deity. He is closer than anything else. The Nam, the Sat Nam, the eternal word, is immanent in every form. He is in the poor, the rich, and the outcast. We are all brothers in God. World brotherhood is the crying need of the day. True religion is the expression of divinity already existing in man. It is not rites or ceremonies, creeds or forms. It is life. It is the mingling of the soul with the great life. It is not shut up in the temples, but in love for all. Love knows service and sacrifice. There is no place where God is not. You will not find him in gorgeous temples made of marble and stone. You will find him in the tears of the poor and the lost. True happiness lies in giving to others, not in self-seeking. We should not be worshippers of the God of conventions. We should raise our moral aspirations to the highest extent and realize God, who pervades throughout the universe, in our own self, by transcending the limitations of the senses. Try to study the book of life, our very self. Let us be careful not to confound religions with creeds and forms. We should realize that the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are unseen are eternal, and that is the underlying unity of all religions. I see the waking ones are not awake. They are asleep inside on account of the outgoing faculties. With open eyes, many are blind. They have eyes and see not the light of God which shines, which fills all, in the heavens, earth, the waters, and the air, the source and strength of all that is. If you had developed the power of seeing, be one-eyed. Lose the sight of the senses. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. They have ears, but hear not the enchanting sweet melody of life reverberating throughout all creation. If you would grow in power of hearing, then be deaf to the world. You will hear when your ear is closed to the noises of the world. You will hear the music of the spheres, the flute of the Lord. If you would like to have true knowledge, transcend the sense knowledge. Enter the inner silence and the same will become vocal. With longing in your eyes, enter within from without. It is in truth the central message of every true master. In thine own house you will see him. Therefore I would request you to gaze and gaze with longing in your heart, with silence in your soul, and with no thought of this world or the next. The grace of God will descend on you, and the gaze will grow into a glimpse, and he will reveal himself to you, and you will find, nay, see him within yourself. O thou, the immaculate Nam that illuminateth my life, and thy love overfloweth my frail physical life, may thou accept me. The mission of my life is to help others to rise above body consciousness and have a glimpse of the Lord with the grace of my Master. Those who have been put on the way should go on in all earnestness to reach their goal, and others who will be led by God to come up to me will be put on the way. With all my love and best wishes to each one of you, Kripal Singh. February 6, 1961. Tape we are about to hear is from January 29, 1983, in Rajasthan.
Jo raj sachai asliyat hai, jis di ke sari duniya nu khoj hai, o baron na ta aj tai kade kise nu mili hai, na mili sakdi hai, o insaan de andar hai, parmatma ne ਇਨਸਾਨ ਦਾ ਜਾਮਾ ਸਭ ਸ਼੍ਰੇਣੀਆਂ ਤੋਂ ਸਭ ਜੂਨੀਆਂ ਤੋਂ ਉੱਚਾ ਦਿੱਤਾ ਹੈ। ਇਸ ਜਾਮੇ ਨੂੰ ਦੇਣ ਦਾ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਮਕਸਦ ਇੱਕੋ ਹੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਅਸੀਂ ਉਸ ਸੱਚਾਈ ਨੂੰ, ਉਸ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨੂੰ, ਉਸ ਨਾਮ ਨੂੰ ਢੂੰਡ ਸਕੀਏ ਕਿ ਜੋ ਆਦ ਜਗਾਤ ਤੋਂ ਕਦੇ ਨਾਸ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਈ, ਕਦੇ ਫਨਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋਈ।
ਅਪ ਅੰਟਿਲ ਨਾਓ ਨੋ ਵਨ ਏਬਲ ਟੂ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਦ ਸੀਕ੍ਰੇਟ, ਦ ਟਰੂਥ, ਦ ਰਿਐਲਿਟੀ ਫਰੋਮ ਆਊਟਸਾਈਡ, because all the secret truth and reality are within the human body. That is why God has given us this precious human body. It is the highest among all creation, and the only purpose of giving us the human body is that we may go within the body and find out the reality, the truth, the secret, the Shabad Naam, which is within us. Up until now, no one has been able to find it from the outside, and in the future also, no one will find out about it from outside. It is within the human body, and it could be found only by going in the within.
Har Mahatma Anusan De Jaande Ne Sab Shreniyan Ton Uttam Das De Gaye Hai Kyunki Baaki Jitniyan Vi Juniyan Hai Sab Bhog Jiniyan Hai Anusan De Jaande Vich Assi Unhan Ton Ehi Kam Ik Uttam Kar Sakde Hain Ki Jehda ਪਸ਼ੂ ਪੰਛੀ ਕਰ ਨਹੀਂ ਸਕਦੇ ਉਹ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤੀ ਹੈ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੀ ਭਗਤੀ ਹੈ ਭਗਤੀ ਦਾ ਮਤਲਬ ਕਿ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜੁੜ ਜਾਣਾ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਪਾ ਲੈਣਾ ਪਰਮਾਤਮਾ ਨੂੰ ਪ੍ਰਗਟ ਕਰ ਲੈਣਾ
ਆਲ ਦ ਮਹਾਤਮਾਸ ਹੈਵ ਆਲਵੇਸ ਕਾਲਡ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਾਡੀ ਐਜ਼ ਦੀ ਹਾਈਐਸਟ ਆਫ ਆਲ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਆਲ ਅਦਰ ਕ੍ਰੀਚਰਸ ਆਲ ਅਦਰ ਬਾਡੀਜ਼ ਆਰ ਦ ਬਾਡੀਜ਼ ਇਨ ਵਿਚ ਵੀ ਪੇ ਆਫ ਆਵਰ ਡੈਟਸ ਵੀ ਪੇ ਆਫ ਆਵਰ ਕਰਮਾਸ ਓਨਲੀ ਇਨ ਦ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਾਡੀ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਡੂ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਡੂਇੰਗ ਦ ਡਿਵੋਸ਼ਨ ਆਫ ਲਾਰਡ ਇਜ਼ ਵਰਸ਼ਿਪਿੰਗ ਹਿਮ and becoming one with him. And we can do that only in the human body. To do the devotion of Lord means to manifest the Almighty Lord within us, to realize him and to develop him within our body.
Lekin eh uttam cheez sariyan juna to sardar jun eh tadi lekhe de vich aa sakdi hai tadi is jun mili da fayda hai agar assi is juni de vich sant satguran nu thund lenne hai ਉਹਨਾਂ ਨੂੰ ਪਾ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਦੇ ਕਹੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਅਸੀਂ ਸ਼ਬਦ ਨਾਮ ਦੀ ਕਮਾਈ ਕਰ ਲੈਂਦੇ ਹਾਂ
ਦਿਸ ਬੈਸਟ ਬਾਡੀ ਔਰ ਦੀ ਹਾਈਐਸਟ ਬਾਡੀ ਇਨ ਦ ਕ੍ਰੀਏਸ਼ਨ ਇਜ਼ ਵਰਥ ਔਰ ਇਟ ਇਜ਼ ਪ੍ਰੋਫਿਟੇਬਲ ਟੂ ਗੈਟ ਦਿਸ ਹਿਊਮਨ ਬਾਡੀ ਓਨਲੀ ਆਫਟਰ ਗੈਟਿੰਗ ਦਿਸ ਬਾਡੀ ਵੀ ਫਾਈਂਡ ਦ ਸੰਤ ਸਤਿਗੁਰੂ ਐਂਡ ਮੋਲਡ ਅਵਰ ਲਾਈਫ ਅਕੋਰਡਿੰਗ ਟੂ ਦੈਟ ਟੀਚਿੰਗਸ
ਸੇਵਕ ਸ਼ੇਸ਼ ਗੁਰੂ ਤੋਂ ਵੱਧ ਤਰੱਕੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਰ ਸਕਦਾ ਗਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਹਰ ਕਦਮ ਤੇ ਹਰ ਕੰਮ ਵਿੱਚ ਗੁਰੂ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਡਾਕਟਰੀ ਸਿੱਖਣੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਕਿਸੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਉਸਤਾਦ ਡਾਕਟਰ ਦੀ ਲੋੜ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੀ ਸੋਭਤ ਕਰਨੀ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਉਹਦੇ ਕਹੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਚੱਲਣਾ ਪੈਂਦਾ ਹੈ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਇੰਜੀਨੀਅਰ ਬਣਨਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਇੰਜੀਨੀਅਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੋਭਤ ਕਰਨੀ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਵਿੱਦਿਆ ਪ੍ਰਾਪਤ ਕਰਨੀ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਫਿਰ ਵੀ ਅੱਛੇ ਟੀਚਰ ਦੀ ਜ਼ਰੂਰਤ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ ਸੁਨਾਰੇ ਦਾ ਕੰਮ ਸਿੱਖਣਾ ਹੈ ਤਾਂ ਸੁਨਾਰਾਂ ਦੀ ਸੋਭਤ ਕਰਨੀ ਪੈਂਦੀ ਹੈ
A disciple cannot progress more than the master. You know that at every single step, for learning every single skill, we need the help of a guide or a teacher. If you want to be a doctor, we need to go in the company of the doctors and learn their skills. In the same way, if you want to become an engineer, we need to go and spend some time in the company of the engineers and learn their skills. In the same way, if you want to become goldsmith or if you want to become any other professional, we need to go in their company and spend time with them.
ਜਿਸਨੇ ਪਹਿਲਵਾਨ ਬਣਨਾ ਹੈ ਜ਼ਰੂਰੀ ਹੈ ਕਿ ਉਸਨੂੰ ਪਹਿਲਵਾਨ ਦੀ ਸ਼ਰਨ ਲੈਣੀ ਪਏਗੀ ਉਸਦੇ ਮੁਤਾਬਕ ਕਸਰਤ ਕਰਨੀ ਪਏਗੀ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਰੂਹਾਨੀਅਤ ਦੇ ਮੁਤਲਕ ਜਾਂ ਰੂਹਾਨੀਅਤ ਦੇ ਰਸਤੇ ਦੇ ਉੱਤੇ ਚੱਲਣ ਵਾਸਤੇ ਅਸੀਂ ਬਿਲਕੁਲ ਅਣਜਾਣ ਹਾਂ ਇੱਕ 5 ਸਾਲ ਦੇ ਬੱਚੇ ਦੀ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਹੈ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਪਤਾ ਨਹੀਂ ਕਿੱਧਰ ਜਾਣਾ ਹੈ ਕਿਉਂਕਿ ਜਦ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਇਹ ਨਹੀਂ ਪਤਾ ਕਿ ਅੱਖਾਂ ਨੀਚਿਆਂ ਜੋ ਮੂੰਹ ਦੀ ਬੁਰਕੀ ਹੈ ਉਹ ਕਿੱਧਰ ਗਈ ਬਾਕੀ ਅੱਗੇ ਰਸਤੇ ਦਾ ਸਾਨੂੰ ਕੀ ਗਿਆਨ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ ਹੈ
It is very important for one who wants to become a wrestler to go and spend time in the company of the wrestler. In the same way, if we want to do the devotion of Lord, we also need to go to the perfect master. Because we are like a 5-year-old boy. We are ignorant. We know nothing about the path. We know nothing about doing the devotion of Lord. Because when we close our eyes, it is all darkness. When we don't even know that the morsel of food which we are eating, where does it go, to which part of the body it goes, how can we know about the inner path without the guidance of the perfect master.
ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਿਵੇਂ ਅਸੀਂ ਦੁਨਿਆਵੀ ਕੰਮ ਵੀ ਕਿਸੇ ਅੱਛੇ ਸਿੱਖਿਆ ਹੋਏ ਉਸਤਾਦ ਤੋਂ ਸਿੱਖ ਸਕਦੇ ਹਾਂ ਇਸੇ ਤਰ੍ਹਾਂ ਜਿਨ੍ਹਾਂ ਸੰਤ ਸਤਿਗੁਰਾਂ ਨੇ ਆਪਣੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਰੂਹਾਨੀਅਤ ਦਾ ਮਸਲਾ ਹੱਲ ਕਰ ਲਿਆ ਹੋਵੇ ਭਜਨ ਅਭਿਆਸ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਪਿੰਡ ਨੂੰ ਛੱਡ ਕੇ ਬ੍ਰਹਮੰਡ ਉੱਪਰ ਜਾਂਦੇ ਹੋ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਵਿਸਾਲ ਕੀਤਾ ਹੋਵੇ ਉਹੀ ਸਾਡਾ ਰੂਹਾਨੀਅਤ ਦਾ ਮਸਲਾ ਹੱਲ ਕਰ ਸਕਦੇ ਹੈ ਬਾਕੀ ਗੱਦੀਦਾਰ ਲੋਕ ਜੋ ਮੱਠ ਬਣਾ ਕੇ ਬੈਠੇ ਹੈ ਮਾਲਕ ਦੇ ਨਾਮ ਉੱਪਰ ਬੜੇ ਬੜੇ ਮੱਠ ਬਣੇ ਹੋਏ ਹੈ ਉਹਨਾਂ ਤੋਂ ਸਾਡੀ ਜ਼ਿੰਦਗੀ ਦਾ ਰੂਹਾਨੀਅਤ ਦਾ ਮਸਲਾ ਕਦੇ ਵੀ ਹੱਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਹੋ ਸਕਦਾ
ਲਾਈਕ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਲਰਨ ਦ ਵਰਲਡਲੀ ਸਕਿੱਲਸ ਯੂ ਨੀਡ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਪ੍ਰੋਫੈਸ਼ਨਲਸ ਐਂਡ ਲਰਨ ਫਰਮ ਦੈਮ ਇਨ ਦ ਸੇਮ ਵੇ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟ ਟੂ ਲਰਨ ਦ ਪਾਥ ਆਫ ਸਪਿਰਿਚੁਅਲਿਟੀ ਵੀ ਨੀਡ ਟੂ ਗੋ ਟੂ ਦ ਮਾਸਟਰ who has left his physical body and has traversed in the beyond and who has met Almighty Lord within his lifetime. He who has become competent in the path of spirituality can teach us the path of spirituality. The successors of the big gaddis or the big ashrams cannot help us. Nowadays in the world there are so many big places, big monasteries, big ashrams in the name of Almighty Lord. But those people cannot solve our problem. Only he who has become practically successful in this path can help us how to do this path.
Maharaj Karpal hamesha kehnde hunde san ki sant kise prane naal nahi bhajje hoye, sant kise gaddi naal nahi bhajje hoye.
Master Kripal always used to say that saints are never attached with any particular family, they are not attached to any particular place.
Kabir Sahib ne bhakti nu chogan di ground di gend dassya hai, jo himmat karda hai oh gend nu leja sakda hai, te kise samaj di cheez nahi.
Kabir Sahib has called the devotion as a ball in the playground. He says that he who is strong and he who is desirous and works hard can take that ball from the playground. It does not belong to any particular religion or particular community.
Kyunki sanu pair pair te guru milde hai sansar vich, chele ghat hai, shish ghat hai, har vyakti ehi dil de vich bhaj daud lai baitha hai ki main guru bana, mera lok maan taan karan, mera aadar karan.
We meet many gurus in on our way. There are many gurus but few disciples. Everyone in this world is desirous of becoming guru so that he may get name and fame, and he wants that everybody should respect him.
Aise jo homan di phansi par latak rahe hai, jehde maan hi maan is sansar vich chahunde hai, unna de mutalliq Mahatma Charan Das ji likhde hai, sundar roop mahabagle da ek tank jal dhyan, man mein aisa meen gehn ki kahan mile bhagwan.
Regarding those who are hanged up with the hook of egoism and those who always want name and fame, Mahatma Charan Das ji has written that they are beautiful from outside. They are like the beautiful duck who is pretending as if he is doing the devotion, but within his mind he is craving for the fish and the other animals. How can he get Almighty Lord?
Padhya padha sakda hai, pehlwani sikhya sanu sikha sakda hai, isse tarah ruhaniyat da mahar sanu ruhaniyat sikha sakda hai, kyunki zindagi da masla hai, jisne khud hal kita hai ohi tuhanda masla hal kar sakda hai.
He who has learned can teach us. He who has learned the skill of wrestling, only he can make us a wrestler. In the same way, he who has solved this problem, solved this question of spirituality, only he can help us in solving our problem of spirituality. Because this is the question of life and death, and he who has risen about this and he who has solved this problem can teach us.
Sab to pehla asi mahatma di sharan vich jaan to pehla unna di zindagi nu dekhna hai, unna di life nu padhna hai ki inna ne zindagi vich kade bhajan abhyas kita, ki parmatma di yaad vich kade 10-20 saal kade kalle baith ke abhyas kita hai, kade maan de naal muqabla kita hai.
So before going to the master, first we should find out about his life, we should read about his life, and we should find out whether he has spent any amount of time in doing the devotion of Lord, whether he has spent 10 years, 5 years in doing the devotion of Lord, whether he has fought his battle with his mind, whether he has given up all the passions or not.
Agar sanu paga naal kamai wale.
A closing bhajan is on page 46, Charade Chetha Chetaparani. With the beginning of the new year, O soul, become conscious of the Lord, because without doing Simran you will repent. Even if you live for millions and billions of years, in the end you will die. You will be liberated from the snare of Yama only when you will sing the songs of the Master. If you forget the Nam, you will suffer a lot. Hanging upside down, you will be de-skinned. When will you, at becoming humble in front of the Satguru, get forgiveness for your sins? When will you return this sinner mind, which is full of bad qualities, back home? Ajayab says, meditate on the Naam of Kripal, otherwise you will repent. With the beginning of the new year, O soul, become conscious of the Lord, because without doing Simran, you will repent. Bhajan of Sanchi on page 46.
चेत अर चेत परानी बिन सिमरन पछताएगा चारे चेत अर चेत परानी बिन सिमरन पछताएगा लाख करोड़ बरस जे जीवे योदक नू मर जावेगा लाख करोड़ बरस जे जीवे योदक नू मर जावेगा चूते गजाम जाली तो जदगी भजन गुरु दे गावेंगा चूते गजाम जाली तो जदगी भजन गुरु दे गावेंगा नाम बुलावे बाऊ दुख पावे पुत्ती खल लहावेंगा नाम बुलावे बाऊ दुख पावे पुत्ती खल लहावेंगा आज जे होके सतगुरी आगे ओगुन कल बख्शावेंगा आज जे होके सतगुरी आगे ओगुन कल बख्शावेंगा ए मन पापी ओगुन हारे को तुम और कल कर लियावेंगा ए मन पापी ओगुन हारे को तुम और कल कर लियावेंगा अजायब कृपाल नाम दियाले पछोतावेंगा अजायब कृपाल नाम दियाले नहीं तो पछोतावेंगा
You will repent. With the beginning of the new year, O soul, become conscious of the Lord, because without doing Simran, you will repent. May God bless us all.